Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot right in the body. That's right, a little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a little kick in the arse. Now, as you know, we like to start with a few fun facts. Do you realise in Singapore, it's illegal to sell or own chewing gum? You can't even own it, otherwise you're going to get beaten. That's right, they give you a little public flogging over there. And ladies, you shouldn't wear your pearls at the fish and chip shop because your pearls melt in vinegar. Do you realise that? And do you realise this? The odds of being born male are about 51.2% according to the census. What about this one? What do you think fried spiders taste like? Now, I've done a lot of travelling in China and Indonesia, tried lots of different things that you don't normally eat. What do you think a fried spider tastes like? Come on, come on, come on. I know you're thinking. You're thinking chicken. Nope. It tastes like nuts. It's a bit like me. It tastes like nuts. And you realize every Swiss citizen is required by law to have a bomb shelter or access to a bomb shelter. That sounds a bit weird to me. Lastly, close to 2 million people who go to the hospital in the United States of America for one ailment wind up catching something else. That is crazy. Now, I want to talk in my normal voice. Let's see if I can find it. Now, listen, I have two shows. You know that, right? Amplified Network Marketing is my new show. The Kick-Ass Life is my old show. And I've always done a Monday morning kind of like, yeah, let's get going. A little kick in the bum. Get everyone going. Rev you up. Have some fun. Just come up with a couple of concepts we want to focus on for the week. So we decided, I was talking to Casey, me producer. He's really my business manager, but he produces the shows. We decided that it would be good to keep this as the same show for both. The same show for two shows, right? Does that make sense? I don't think so. But so, you know, we're going to play the same show on both channels. And the reason for that is because there are a lot of people who don't listen to both. And we just think it's a fun way to start the week is just to have a little Monday morning kick in the bum, all right? So we're going to put it in there. And so if you listen to this for the first time on Amplified Network Marketing, I want to remind you, I do three shows a week. And we're going to have a show with a guest and a show with an expert. If you're listening to this on the Kick-Ass Life show, you know that you're also going to have a 30-minute training with me later on in the week where I train you. And I have a guest show with either a thought leader, someone, a famous author, or some really, really interesting story that can really help change your life. All right? So that's just to bring you up to speed. Normally, this is 10 minutes long. I often run over it by a little bit because I like to have some fun. All right. Now, I'm going to start with a little comedy. This is really short by Mr. Stephen Wright. Have a listen to this. I had a good giggle at this one I did.
I'm saving the money, though, because I'm planning a trip to Spain. So I bought an album that teaches you the language. You put the album on, you put headphones on, you learn the language while you're sleeping. During the night, the record skipped. I get up the next day, I could only stutter in Spanish.
I could only stutter in Spanish. I know, it's not that funny, but you know, just to get you giggling. All right, now remember, I always start up with a little music. And just before the show, my ex-wife, Pam, gave me a little call. And I said, Pamela, tell me one of your favorite artists. Here's one of hers. Let's enjoy this. Wakey, wakey, everybody. It's Monday. Let's get going.
If you bring your blue sky back, all you do is call me. Could have a big dipper going up and down all around the bends. You could have a bumper car bumping. This amusement never ends. I wanna be the slave.
sledgehammer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday. And, well, you may be listening to this on a Tuesday or a Thursday. It doesn't matter. I want to focus on a few things that happy, successful people choose to ignore. Now, you're going to run into these things every single day. And if you want to be happy and successful, they shouldn't bother you. So if there's only one of them, I'm going to go through, I don't know, 7 or 8. We'll see what the time does. All right. And things that I know my happy, successful friends and myself, I consider myself to be happy and successful. Well, aren't I the bee's knees? Huh? But other people's judgments. You know, so many people I watch out there, you know, are living under the shadow of other people's judgments. And I just really want you to think about that. If that's one of the things that you notice, and maybe this week you can just ignore it. If you feel judged by someone, and watch what happens. You could be around someone's energy. Maybe it's someone's at work, right? And as when you, I'll give you an example. When I started losing my hair, and I remember there was a time it bothered me. And it's like everyone noticed and people made fun. You know, I was starting to lose my hair. I remember my brother really making fun of it. And then one day I thought, you know, I can't keep doing this. So I went and shaved my head off and I shaved it completely. I thought, you know what, if I'm going to have to get, and this is way before everyone, I mean, today everyone who's bald shaves their head, but this is way before that. And, you know, I just stopped worrying about it. And it's like the whole world stopped noticing. When I was comfortable, no one else noticed. And that's a good, if you're out there right now, by the way, and you really worry about your hair and you've got one of those, you know, you're combing over, you're spending a lot of time looking at it, just try shaving it off. Try not bothering about it and see what happens. It's just so much easier, right? Old troubles from the past. All right, stuff that's gone on, the mistakes you've made, all the crap. You know, we go back there and we keep reliving, you know, the stuff we've done. And really what I found from the old stuff, old troubles, the old crap, everything, whatever, I found they've often make the great stories. And again, I always say that the most powerful people are transparent. In other words, you can look right through them. Is that there's no story they can't share. There's no truth they won't tell. Absolute power. But a lot of people, you know, they just keep living in the past. Something you did, you know, so you went bankrupt. I mean, Walt Disney, by the way, went bankrupt 7 times. So don't worry about it, you know, but it's that whole stuff that just keeps dragging around. You know, it's not that you even have to forget the past, just accept it. Accept, oh yes, oh God. And then you sit with someone who's going through stuff and you look at him and say, oh my goodness, let me tell you about something I did when I was younger. And it doesn't even have to be younger. And it's just like there's this power in just realizing you've made some mistakes, you screwed some stuff up. You know, maybe you did something really bad. Maybe you went to jail. All right. And I did. But the idea, I don't beat myself up every day because I did. And I don't live under the shadow of the mistakes I made as a kid. I mean, it's given me the power to really launch my career, my life, and have empathy for other people that are going through stuff, right? So again, you know, we're talking about the things that happy and successful people choose to ignore. So this week, you're going to either choose some of the things that other people's judgments we talked about, old troubles from the past. What about this? Each day's little frustrations. You know, there's just little stuff. You know, there's that old saying, right? Don't sweat the small stuff. And there's some stuff that gets up my nose. And I notice, you know, only normally with the people closest to me, like with Jen and sometimes the boys, I can react to stuff. But this is something, you know, just ignoring those little frustrations. They're there. They're not going anywhere. They're always going to be there. But it's almost like when we embrace them, those little things that annoy you. Imagine walking around with this little annoyance. All right. And yet that annoyance is going to be there day after day, week after week, year after year. Right. Why not just let it go? Just, I mean, in fact, go the opposite. Start to notice it in a different way. Have a different conversation in your head about this little frustration, all right? And just start to see things differently. Start to use your eyes to notice those frustrations in a good way. Remember, you have a lot of power in those eyes. We'll be right back. Paul, you got the power, ladies and gentlemen. All right, what about this one? The necessary pain of hard work and growth. Remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things that you couldn't do, right? And there's that sort of understanding. There's kind of two types of pain in life, right? The pain that hurts you, the pain that changes you. And when you learn from it, man, you know, it's always the same thing, really. But there's that idea that, you know, anyone who's successful, I know, they work for something. And we understand, like right now, it's past midnight and it's probably three times this week that I'm recording at 1, 2, 3 in the morning because I got other stuff to do, right? And so I understand to have this be a part of my life, that there's the pain sometimes. It's a pain. I'd rather be sitting down drinking a glass of wine right now and, you know, having a snuggle with Jen in front of a roaring fireplace, but I'm not. I'm in the studio. Why? Because the pain of success sometimes is there, and some of us won't accept that pain. Of hard work is that we have to work hard. But again, when we can combine pain and passion, if we're passionate, this is easy to breeze through, right? It's just easy. What about this one? Impatient thoughts. I think that there's something again, and I want to be honest, just, you know, fess up that, you know, again, with my kids, sometimes I'm not the most patient person, but within my work, I feel like I have, and people mention it, right? This ability to be patient. And I wonder if today you can practice that, you know, the things that frustrate you, the people around you that get up your nose, the things where you find yourself snapping really, really quickly. How do you work with that? You know, the idea of keeping a great attitude, you know, while you're sort of, you know, moving towards what you want, right? So again, sort of just being able to deal with these impatient thoughts. And that goes along with another idea as well, is the things you can't control. This is something, again, what I've noticed with greatly successful people is the things they can't control, they just don't. So what? But so many of us, you know, we get sucked in. It's almost like we get drawn in, seduced by the ability to, the stuff we have no power on. We can't change in any possible way, like the weather. That's a good one. So it's raining. So what? You know, it doesn't matter. You know, I actually taught one of my programs, a thing called Choice and Chance. So the choice is you're going to go to the park. Chance is it's raining. So what are you going to do? Have a great day anyway. How do you sort of like the things you can't control, go with them, just step into them. It's like, you know, we struggle. I mean, struggle's a choice. I mean, it's a great saying, right? Struggle's a choice. Now I'm running a little bit long. Oh my goodness me, I am running long, but I want to have another song. And then I'll wrap this puppy up. A couple more for you. All right, let's just go one more song. Let's do one last one. What about this? Fears. You know, fear, anticipation of pain. All right. A lot of you out there right now, you want something out of life. You want to go for your dreams and goals, whether it's the kick-ass life or whether you're building your business. You know, and, you know, when you look at the word fear, and I've talked about it a lot, you know, definition is the anticipation of pain. So life is about overcoming fear and being able to take some risks. You know, if you want something, you know, and if you don't take those risks, you're never going to know what you're capable of. So I always think about, you know, stepping outside my comfort zone is looking at whatever scares me. And I really don't think I've got a lot of fears anymore. I mean, I'd like to think of one. And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here. But in the idea that when you live a life where, you know, if you're afraid of something, step into it. Watch what happens. And, you know, there's this wonderful thing that happens when we start to attack our fears. Imagine you do one thing a day, like today. What's one thing that scares you? One thing you're afraid of? Maybe it's picking up the phone and speaking to someone. You know, maybe it's getting in touch with someone who you've had an argument with and you haven't cleaned it up and it's been lingering for years, or maybe it's a parent, maybe it's doing something like, you know, you're really afraid of swimming, or maybe whatever it is, just think of something right now. Make this your homework. One fear this week that you say, yeah, I'm going to take one thing I'm afraid of, I'm going to handle it, I'm going to do it. Now, I'm not saying the fear is going to subside right away, but I remember when I did my first parachute jump, one of the people that I did a parachute jump with was afraid of heights. And it was amazing. When we got on the ground, his understanding of that fear was greatly diminished. Now, I'm not saying he was totally over it, but he had this whole new language and a whole new, when he talked about heights, it's like, oh my gosh, I did that? Now, what else can I do, right? And so a lot of the fear, again, and remember, it's the anticipation of pain. And so we're anticipating, if we pick up the phone and call someone, we're anticipating the rejection. If we phone someone to apologize or to make right, we're anticipating they won't come. And it doesn't matter. You know, the truth is, let's say you pick up the phone to right wrongs or to apologize or to reach out to someone and they tell you to, you know, drop dead. So what? So what? Your fear is the thing you're overcoming. The outcome, we have to detach from the outcome. The outcome, we have no idea, but we just have to take the step, right? And again, these are a couple of things or a few things that we can focus on. You know, each day is not allowing ourselves or ignoring certain things that happen every single day, these small things, all right? So here's today's show. I know it's a little bit weird. It's a little bit late. And, you know, I'm having a great time here, but I just want to reach out to everyone and say thanks. Thanks so much for everyone supporting both shows. They're both doing amazingly well. And I want to send my love out to all of you and remind you there is a little bit of a competition going on. If you want to do an hour's free coaching with me on air, if you want to be on air with me, then all you got to do is go to iTunes, look up either show, Amplified Network Marketing or The Kick-Ass Life, write a review. You wait 24 hours, take a screenshot of it and post it on our wall at Amplified Network Marketing. And we're going to do a draw once a month. We just did one a week or so ago with Debbie Donaldson. She was our first winner. And I'll coach you on anything you want. It can be on business, money. It can be on life. It can be on love. It can be relationships. It can be network marketing, whatever you want, adventure, travel, a gap year, you name it. If you win, right? If you want to have your name in the hat twice, then just leave a review on both shows and then post both reviews on Amplified Network Marketing and your name will go in the hat twice. And here's what we're doing differently. We're going to leave all the names in the hat. So if you don't get chosen this month, maybe it will be next month. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am so proud of you all for hanging out. Make this the best week ever and choose one of these things to ignore. Ignore one of these things. And also your homework this week is to overcome one fear, whatever it is, do it. And if some of them, you may have to do it four or five times, but if it's reaching out to someone, pick up the phone, go on, get that stuff cleaned up and make this the best week of your entire life.
That was kick-ass.